I say? Sleeping tapes. I love that idea. And all that it implies, you know. Sleeping tapes. Sleep, of course, implies waking up. Tapes imply recording, yeah. Sharing things. Sort of implies, the past and the future. Things recorded in the past to share at some future time. I think that everything implies everything else, yeah. Yeah. Sleeping tapes. That's what we got here. So, I hope you dig the sleep tapes. Hope they inspire you to do some cool sleeping, some cool dreaming, some cool waking up.
Wake up, sleep.
the things I do to relax is to hum. I thought I'd give you a little humming tune here. This is one that I find I fall into in my acting when I'm preparing for a scene or whatever. My makeup man, Thomas Nellen, gets a kick out of this. It goes something like this. Good morning, sweetheart. Welcome to the sleep tape. Perhaps you'd like to join me in some humming. No? Come on, sit down here.
Are you talking to someone?
I'm talking to you. Come here. No, come here. Sit down. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just doing some humming.
Are you making the tapes?
I'm making it right now, as we speak. What kind of nice, relaxing sounds might you want to share? Give me a little,
hum. I just woke up.
I know, isn't it, it's so kind of ironic I'm doing the sleep tapes with you just arising and, somewhere, someone on the planet is trying to sleep. Give them a little early morning sleep tip, humming.
That's it? That was it.
No more?
Mm-mm. I'm going to go over here and...
Oh, no. See, I'm turning it off. Talking, guys, it's fun playing. See you a little bit later. Have a good nap time. Now, let me ask you something. Have you guys ever had dreams when you take a nap? You do? What is the most fun dream that you've had?
It's a pirate.
Ooh, a pirate dream. How did that dream go? You sailing on his ship? You guys later. I'll see you in my dreams, okay? Yeah. I used to meet my daughter, my little girl, Isabel, in our dreams. I would say, I'll meet you by our special tree. And then we both dream about that tree, and we'd meet there, and we would fly around the tree. Yeah, show me how you fly.
I put out my hands and I glide so far and
That's how I fly too in a dream. Tenor player, good tone, good hands, never played with the big guys, but still, he was good. And between sets, Ray would take out some silly putty, you know, that kid stuff, and he'd stretch it and pull it, and even make little animals and things. He said it kept his fingers limber. In his pockets, he'd carry 3 or 4 of those plastic eggs the stuff came in. That's how he came to have the nickname, the Hen. With space materi to store my remains aboard an Eternus satellite. My body will forever loop around the planet and emit a flashing light whenever it passes over a memorable location. Like that bar in Redondo Beach where we first met. Or IKEA. Under the sky, the clouds are in the sky. The sun is between the clouds. My keys are on the table. I will be in the car driving beneath the sky towards the sea. There is a small house on the beach. The door is red. I will open the door and put my keys on the table. You will be in the blue chair near the window. You will turn, fold the corner of the page in the book you are reading, and rise to kiss me now. Okay, gentle listener. Now, we're going to take a guided tour through Temescal Canyon in our minds. All right, now, picture yourself there and picture me right next to you going for a walk, a tour, friends on a Sunday. We had a nice breakfast and now we're out here. Walking along the valley floor, surrounded by pines, long needles, cedar bark. The sap's running.